Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about how to create your own celebrity partnership safety net in order to create successful celebrity endorsement partnerships. You know, celebrities are sales drivers. They strongly influence their consumer engagement. And when someone sees Nike's edition of LeBron James or Michael Jordan's shoes, they truly think that they're going to enhance their skills on the court. And how many people have actually bought proactive acne treatment just because they saw Jessica Simpson or Katy Perry or Justin Bieber say that it worked? But just like the crises of Paula Deen and Lance Armstrong, celebrity endorsers and their corresponding brands can find themselves sometimes in publicity nightmares through a bad decision or a simple oversight. And despite this, marketers should not avoid investing in a celebrity partnership just due to fear of the unknown. And in fact, when you're investing in a celebrity talent to endorse a brand, it really is essential that the brand manager not only optimize the opportunity with a detailed plan in place prior to activation, but also have the forethought to safeguard against potential blunders that could occur. So outthink what could actually go wrong. Prior to making a celebrity hire, there are a few important things to consider. First, you're going to want to make sure your chosen endorser actually understands the brand and the ultimate marketing goals of the company that they're representing. Have your chosen celebrity actively engaging with the brand management team. It'll help them equip them with the necessary information and responses to appropriately address media opportunities that come their way, whether in a formal interview or a casual conversation on the street. There's also a concern of whether or not your brand's endorser actually uses your product in real life. Your chosen celebrity endorser may have been using a competitive brand before you signed them on, and educating your endorser on the specific benefits of your brand and the elements which set it apart from competition is not only helpful in establishing consistency and credibility, but you're going to increase the likelihood of that celebrity organically adapting it into their personal lives, increasing the chance of their daily use and loyalty to that product, and getting more PR opportunities too. So remember, exclusivity equals brand protection. In addition to celebrity endorsements, many brands are investing dollars in event sponsorships and TV and film integrations. You know, what would happen if Pepsi's endorser, Beyoncé, in her next film called for her to drink a lot of Dr. Pepper on screen? With all the potential events and project sign-ons available for your celebrity to join, a conflict of interest might happen, and you want to make sure that you have exclusivity with your endorser and that you have a plan in place for what should happen if that celebrity is booked on a production or event that may have partnered with a competing sponsor, and you want it in writing. For two different mobile brands, both Alicia Keys and Ellen DeGeneres both blundered big time when they tweeted from their personal phones, which were different manufacturers than their new endorsement partners. Everyone remembers the epic selfie Ellen took with Samsung's Galaxy phone and how present the phone was on screen throughout the Oscar telecast. However, if you checked out Ellen's backstage tweets detailing the show, all of them were sent from her own personal iPhone and not the Galaxy phone Samsung had paid such a hefty price for her to be seen with. Companies should do a bit of behind-the-scenes investigating to see where any conflicts may occur, now and in the future, and address them immediately. Just as you've finally completed prepping your endorser, researching and resolving all possible conflicts and ensuring exclusivity of your brand, a not-so-good news story involving your celebrity pops up on the cover of this week's top tabloid. So how do you protect your brand amidst your endorser's bad publicity? Bad news in the entertainment industry spreads faster than a wildfire. In today's nonstop posting, always tweeting, oversharing world, You must have a crisis plan in place to manage true PR horror stories that will allow your brand to respond in a very effective and timely manner. Celebrities can really find themselves in hot water through making some bad decisions, and their mistakes, unlike the rest of us, get broadcast around the world for everyone to see. Drunk driving, trouble with the law, relationship issues, or negative comments picked up by paparazzi can all derail a campaign if a plan is not in place to respond very quickly to the matter. When LeBron James tweeted negatively about his Samsung phone, forgetting the brand was a key sponsor of the NBA, the crisis was somewhat averted soon after by having him quickly send a follow-up post stating it was a false alarm. If the celebrity blunders and says or does something specifically negative toward the brand team will need to address it quickly that day, even that hour. In our world of social media, you no longer have "let's wait and see what happens." And you need to realize there really is no such thing as a perfect endorser. People are real, they all have faults, and everyone makes mistakes. You just want to find someone who's not going to make a lot of them. And if you've found the perfect endorser for your brand, does your target consumer absolutely adore that celebrity as much as your company does? Be sure not to put all your eggs in one basket. Don't let your perfect celebrity be the only representation of your brand. While people realize that celebrities are not actually the brand that they are the face of, consumers are far less likely to judge or discriminate against a product if there's a mix of celebrities engaged with who they can relate to, aspire to, or emulate versus a single one. A brand endorser's job description is not to simply show up and smile for the cameras. It's a partnership that needs to be worked seamlessly into their everyday lives to ensure success for everyone. And it's up to the brand manager to make sure the celebrity understands and supports the larger picture of the brand, its current goals, and its future. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful and really would appreciate it if you would share any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.